We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, continuing our conversations with Pottawatomie County Schools. Superintendent Kevin Logan joins us from USD 323 Rock Creek Schools, and Tim Winter from USD 320 Wamego Public Schools. Wanted to get into some good news here. I know that it's always kind of fun to recognize students for their good work, and Kevin was telling me here before the show that there's some journalism students have got some nice recognition recently.
Yes, Shanna Schmidt, she's our journalism sponsor. Her students obviously participate in the State Journalism Awards. And a couple of weeks ago, they found out how they did in that. And we had a fifth-place finisher in editing and writing, or editorial writing. And that was Skylar Forgy. He's one of our seniors. And then we had two first-place awards. First was Josie McFall in copywriting for a yearbook. And then we had another first-place award winner, Austin Van Meter, in sports writing. So very, very proud of those three students, and wish them continued success in those as they go down the road.
Yeah, that's cool to hear. But, Tim, do you have some nice student recognition over there in Wamego, too?
We do, actually. At the board meeting Monday night, we recognized several students. Start with our seniors. We recognized all the students, seniors that were recipients of the Wamego Community Foundation scholarships, and that is quite a list of I think it's 30 or 40 students deep, or that many scholarships. Some students won more than one scholarship, so I won't go through all that, but all of that is available on our board minutes and on our website. But congratulations to all those students who were scholarship winners. We also referenced our Kansas designated state scholars, those seniors were Catherine Anderson, Caitlin Donahue, Kendra Hammond, Ellie Hildreth, Molly Myers, Sarah Schaefer, and Emma Stagman. And then I know recently in the papers, in the Mercury, Kevin's students were listed as well, but the Flint Hills all-academic team was posted. And our three recipients for that were Caitlin Donahue, Kendra Hammond, and Ellie Hildreth. So congratulations to all of those seniors. We also took just a minute to recognize our Wamego Middle School Hall of Fame recipients. Each year, our eighth grade class, led by Mr. Topliff and his social studies class, do a project where they have to, each student has to nominate someone for the Wamego Middle School Hall of Fame. And you know, that figure or that person could be, you know, someone with a broad historical background and had an impact, you know, on the state, on the country, or even worldwide. But it also could just be a family member or a friend that had a really significant impact here locally within our community. And then each student has to go through that process, complete an application, do the research, and present to a panel of judges as well. But then 10 students are chosen from the entire class to have their nominee inducted into the Middle School Hall of Fame. And I'll just quickly read through that list. These are eighth grade students, and Sarah Springer, her nominee was Timothy Shriver. Carly Hammond nominated Maya Angelou. Maddie Weber nominated Henrietta Lacks. Drew Petty nominated Barack Obama. Talon White nominated Frederick Douglass. Sid Schaefer nominated Stephanie Mott. Hope Jacobs nominated Frank Lloyd Wright. Isaac Wilbur nominated Jerome Case. Alexa Vail nominated Elizabeth Schuler Hamilton. And Mitchell Bossy nominated Herbert Boyles. So that is the 2020 class of the Wamego Middle School Hall of Fame, and it was nice to recognize those students.
Great. That's awesome. And I was looking at a scholarship list, by the way, and I'm trying to do the math here real quick. It looks like over $27,000 worth of scholarships. That's pretty impressive.
It is very impressive, and all those are locally funded by some great community members and organizations, and we sure appreciate the foundation and everyone that contributes to that scholarship foundation.
Looking ahead here to the summertime, we'll go back to Kevin here. What are some things on the schedule here at Rock Creek over the summer?
A lot of things scheduled. The first finished item will be our middle school. We should take possession of that building at the end of the month. There will still be some yard work that's ongoing, but the building in and of itself will be ours. We have furniture scheduled to come in and be assembled and set up the first 2 weeks of June. After that, we will be moving teachers and their equipment from their current classrooms at the two elementary schools or the junior high into the middle school. So a lot of things are revolving around that big bond project. Another construction project we have on site is we are replacing most of the flat roof on our current junior senior high building, what will be Rock Creek High School. Been fighting leaks there for many years, and so we're having a new roof put on all of that. They actually have everything set up and ready to go and just waiting on the weather to cooperate a little bit more in that realm. But that'll take a couple months out of the summertime. We have paving that will be done as part of the bond project. Hopefully they get going with us next Monday, put the top coats of paint down and just kind of a refresh and seal coat on other things out here on the Rock Creek campus. Down at St. George, we're doing some HVAC fixes and repairs. We've had some failures of some units down there in the last couple of months, so we're moving forward with those repairs, and those should start within the next 2 weeks. At Westmoreland, we're doing a little bit of a renovation and a kitchen cleanup down there. Going to move a temporary wall out a little bit to allow our cooks more room to operate and have a better serving area for our students at Westmoreland Elementary School. In the Rock Creek building, we're continuing a carpet plan that we started several years ago with replacing a lot of the original carpet there. Mr. Coppice, our principal, has recommended moving some of the island-type lockers that we have for better visibility and mobility down the hallways. So some of those island lockers have been removed. With taking 7th and 8th grade out of that building, lockers we had an abundance of. So we'll take those lockers out for now. Years down the road, if we need them back, we'll probably put in as wall units versus the island units. Having that space opened up will allow for a little bit more flexible seating and meeting space for our students also out in the hallway, and it won't seem quite so congested. Other things that have happened already, you know, we've got a little bit of a head start on some summer projects with the situation of the students being out of the building. Our maintenance coats on our gym floors have occurred over the last couple weeks, so those are set and ready to go. We've fought some humidity issues out at the junior-senior high over the last couple of years, in the fall especially. So we've changed some processes and plugged some places where we have some fresh air in that we didn't want coming in, bringing in a lot of humidity. And then we've also changed our carpet shampoo process down there from a liquid shampoo to a dry shampoo, and we're really encouraged by what we're seeing with that and keeping the humidity out of the building. So a lot of projects going on. Some summer stuff is, like I said, has already started and been completed. We're just looking very forward to getting our students back in next fall.
Sure. We're getting a little low on time here, but Tim, I wanted to give you a quick chance to anything coming up over the summer at Wamego.
Well, I might just reference it, you know, so our community members can hear that we are doing everything we can to try and have some summer activities, because we know students just have a need for that. So we have not officially pulled the plug on anything, but there are certainly, as we go through the phase out plan, we'll make decisions on whether we can have, just to start with our activities, our athletics, summer workouts. We are starting that June 1 as Keisha has allowed, but it will be all outdoors and high school only. And then we'll kind of just see how the first few weeks of that go before we start moving kids into an actual facility, a weight room or gym, and start bringing in younger kids as well. We're continuing to consider whether we will be able to offer boys and girls club in our buildings and events such as camp invention. And so we're just trying to keep hoping and planning and preparing for being able to offer some programs just so our students can get some summer activities and get back to feeling confident about being outdoors with other people.
All right. Well, it's certainly, I know you guys have a lot of work on your hands right now, and we appreciate all you do for us here in our schools. Kevin, Tim, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again next month.
All right. Thank you. Have a great week, guys.
All right.
Brandon, thank you.
Sounds good. We'll continue on with In Focus. We'll hear from Tracy Mann next on News Radio KMAN.